Aroma from the dew, but they didn't realize. I want to say this before reading it further, that Paul had an insight to information they didn't have. Amen. He did, and so they believed. They didn't believe what Paul said. It goes on down, verse number 13 says that when the south wind blew softly, supposedly that they had obtained their purpose. Loosened thence, they sailed close by Crete. So they thought, well, we are right. The wind blowing soft now. They thought they obtained their purpose, so they started out again. And verse number 14, but not long after there arose again a temperous wind called Erodion. And when the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive. Amen. Turned her loose. Going down now to verse number 18, saying, and we being exceedingly tossed in tempest, the next day they lightened the ship. And the third day we cast out with our own hand the tackling of the ship. And when neither sun nor stars nor in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. But after long abstinence, Paul sent forth in the midst of them and said, sirs, you should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete and to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man life among you but of the ship. And there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve. Amen. Saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God hath given them all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer. For I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Howbeit, we must be cast upon a certain island. Hallelujah. Now, I want to back up and read one other verse, you know, before we ever got over here. God already told Paul something. You see what he says in verse number 24, saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. Now, back up in verse chapter number 23, in verse number 11. Let's read that. Acts 23:11 said, in the night fallen, the Lord stood by me. That song they sung, hey, he'll do it. And said, be of good cheer, Paul, for as thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou bear witness also in Rome. He's going to see Caesar. Paul was a living witness. When brother's talking about witnessing everywhere he goes, glory to God, that's what we're supposed to be doing. Amen. But it says, what did he say? Be of good cheer, Paul. You've testified me in Jerusalem, but said you're going to Rome, and you're going to bear witness of me over there. Would you pray with us? Our Father, we're grateful for your loving kindness and mercy you've shown us again this morning, all week long, blessed God. Every day, you're good, and we thank you for it. Bless this scripture to our hearts this morning. Bless it, our Father, in a special way, O God. Help us to see that you have us to see. And, O Lord, give us liberty and freedom in you. And bless our Father, if there's one here this morning, don't know you, I pray, that salvation may come this morning in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You know what? You know what Paul said to him? Now, yeah, it's easy. It'd be easy. It'd be easy to cheer somebody up if you're not on a boat with them. Hmm? You ever thought about that? It's easy to tell somebody that's on a sick bed, trust the Lord. If you have a way of walking around, but if you go through it. And that's what Paul was doing. I'm telling you something. He was out there with him. He was in that ship. He was in that boat. But he still, I'm going to thank God that he'll come to you when you need him the most. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And all hope was gone. I mean, naturally speaking, there was no way in the world. But spiritually, knowing what God had told Paul, that boat wasn't going down. You remember a few weeks ago, a priest on along the line. Simply, he said, go on the other side. Well, still thinking about that, he told Paul, said, you're going to Rome. And he said, you're not going down till you get there. He said, I'm telling you something. He said, I'm going, well, you might well cheer up, Paul. He said, I'm going to go with you. You're going to Rome. I've already said you're going over there, and you're going to get over there. And God's got you on a boat, but I'm going to tell you something. He's a captain of the ship. He's a captain. He's the one that can sail you to where you're going. Hallelujah. Amen. He said something. The Apostle Paul, listen, the first thing he was a believer. What did he say? I believe God's going to do just exactly what he said. I believe he will. I believe he not only can, but he's going to do it. What did he say? He said, glory to God, I believe God. You know what? You know what the Bible said to that man over there? You know what he said one day? He told him, say, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. When that flipping jailer said, what must I do to be saved? He said, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I'll tell you something. We don't need to cut those promises off. But when God's given us a promise, we need to believe it. You know what he said to him, Brother Kevin? He said something else. He said, thou shalt be saved. And what? Thy house. And glory to God, we need to believe God for that. And Apostle Paul, he was in prison. He was headed as a prisoner. I'll tell you something. They began to show him a certain privilege. Did you know that? God was with him. God stood with him. And God came to him that night and he said to him, I want to tell you something. Are you going to Rome? I'm with you. And you might as well cheer up in this storm and have cheer in your heart. I want to tell you something. He's the one told him to cheer up. You know what he said? I'm going to tell you something. An angel of God appeared unto me. First of all, he said, I want to tell you why an angel come. I'm God's. Angel of God. Angel of God. Who's I am? God's a great I am. He's a am, the am, glory to God. But I'm glad he's my God. I'm glad he's my Lord and my Savior. He's God. There's none else. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Apostle Paul had cheer. He had joy in his heart right in the midst of the storm. I'm going to tell you something. You can't cheer somebody else up if you're down in the dumps yourself. How in the world are you going to do that? It won't happen. I'm going to tell you something God said to us this morning. Cheer up, my brother. Cheer up. You see what I got to be cheerful about? Well, I'm going to tell you the first number one thing. Paul believed God. You know what he told one of them before he ever healed him? Or in Matthew, third, second, fourth chapter. I can't remember exactly what chapter it is now, but you know what he told him? Cheer up, my brother, thy sins are forgiven thee. You say, well, I ain't got nothing to be cheerful about. Have you asked, had your sins washed in the blood of the Lamb? Have you been forgiven? I'm telling you, you got something to be cheerful about this morning. You got something you need to get a hold of and say, God, you've forgiven me of my sins. I got something to be cheerful about. You know what the Apostle Paul said? Listen, he was a persecutor of the church, and now he was a prisoner. I don't know if he ever went to prison before he got to be a Christian. I don't know anything about it. But I'll tell you something, he was religious. He was devoted to his religion. He was persecuting Christ and putting him in prison. But God turned him around. And he said, cheer up, Paul. And you can be cheerful too if God's brought you from darkness into the light and with the power of Satan unto the Lord Jesus Christ. God's given you something to be cheerful about. Yes, he has. Cheer up. David even encouraged himself in the Lord. Did you know that? He encouraged himself in the Lord. Apostle Paul believed God. He said, I believe God's going to be just exactly like he said it be. And listen, if you believe God, you can cheer up too. Right in the darkest of your night. Listen, he gives songs in
the night. Cheer up. You know, sometimes when you go through troubles, go through trials, go through persecution, go through sufferings, go through the loss, maybe the one dearest to your heart, whatever it might be. Listen, you might think, well, I'll never have another joy today. But I'm going to tell you something. God can still cheer, and you can still have cheerfulness of the Lord. Cheer up. My sins are forgiven. Thank God, it's wonderful. Aren't you glad? No. Glory to God. I'm so glad. You know what? God didn't come from heaven because we were good. No. You know, he came from heaven because we're bad. Can you explain that? That's amazing grace. It's amazing, brother. Hallelujah. He didn't come here because you were good or I was good. He came here, Brother Danny, because, listen, we were evil. Bad, need wicked, need something to help us. That's what I'm talking about. And you can cheer up if your sins have been forgiven.
Amen.
Next time I see you, if you look like you, if you don't look cheerful, I may ask you, have your sins been forgiven? You ain't still carrying them sins around, are you? You said sometimes the devil reminds him. Well, tell him to remind him who he is. You said sometimes people remind me. Listen, just remind them though they've been cast behind his back to never remember him no more.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, amen.
You say you don't ever have anybody. Yeah, how sometimes people remind me some things. But you know what? Them gone. God don't remember them. Cheer up, my brother. Thy sins are forgiven.
Amen.
So leave him this morning with joy in your heart, with a peace that passeth all understanding, with a joy that's unspeakable and full of glory, and the grace of God and the strength of God. Cheer up. Amen. Cheer up. Be happy. Be joyful. Rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's come into the presence with thanksgiving. Glory to God with joy and singing unto the Lord.
Amen.
You said, look, can you be joyful and cheerful in the hour we're living in? You sure can. As dark as it is, and don't be surprised, we're not many days from it. You know, I was telling somebody the other day, some of our grandmas and grandpas and some of the old preachers back then, they never did figure it out. They knew it was so. They couldn't figure out how they was going to keep up with everybody in this world. It's figured out now, ain't it? I mean, God done knew. How are they going to do that? I used to wonder myself, how are they going to put a mark on everybody's head and they going to know who he is? Uh-oh. We go in the store now with a little computer in our hands. You can stick it up there and you go, beep. They call it scanning. You know what's going to happen? It's 2015, they're planning on it. They got it set. They planned it. They planned on it. Put a chip in you. I said, well, the chip must be the mark. That's a mark. You're going to keep up with everybody. Can't buy, can't sell. Dark day coming. Dark. But you know what? I'm looking up. You know what he's telling me? He's that much near coming. Glory to God. He's coming. Cheer up, my brother. You can cheer up because your sins are forgiven. And you can look up because he's coming again. You ain't got to look down all the time. Go down with your head. No. You can look up. Why? You're cheerful. Your sins are forgiven. Paul was a believer. He believed God. Don't only believe God for yourself, believe God for your whole household. Come so real to me last night while I was praying. Not only believe God, believe him, and your house, that they be saved. You don't want one of them lost. None of us do. Believe God. Cheer up. Then Paul, God told him to cheer up. He said, "Now I exhort you to be of good cheer. There should not be no loss of any man's life among you but the ship." Paul, cheer up, brother. Cheer up, son. You're not going to be no loss. You know what Paul did? He believed that. He believed exactly what God said. That's what he said. Then he said, "There stood by me and not an angel of God, whom I am and whom I serve." If you gods, and I like this brother over here, you know what he's doing? He's serving God. And you know what? You don't have to, he don't mind me saying this, you don't have have a perfect body. You can be, I got a little limp myself, brother, and my foot, part of my toes is gone. But you know what? You don't have to have full, complete everything. You can still be a witness. I've said, some other day said, "You still limping?" I said, "Yes, sir. A little bit." They said, "Well, don't worry about it." I said, "You know, I had a, who wrestled with God? Jacob. You know what? Got to put, he got away from there with a limp. You know what it reminded him of? He'd been in there with God." And so when I walk a little funny, I remind me, I'm in there with God. Been in there with him. Cheer up. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Great.
Amen.
Yes, glory.
Get a smile on your face. Yes. I like what he said a while ago. He won't be sure his expression is good. You can pretty well read that, can't you? You say, "Well, I can't talk very good." Just walk good then. Walk straight. We got to walk it, and we can, we can talk it. Amen. The things that God has done for us. That's what he said. "He, I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me." You know what? Got on over there, I was on that ship, and some of them started to ban that ship. Boy, some of them going to get off there. You know what he said to them? "Except you abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. But stay in him." You see, that thing come all to pieces, but they still survived, didn't they? Some of them got out there on board, some of them swim out, but every one of them got to land. I think I was counting up at 276. Was on that boat, and didn't one of them, every one of them, got to shore. You know why they got there? Guess who God gave them to? The prisoner. Didn't he say that? I think I'm right about it. He did say that, didn't he? He said, "Paul, I've given you those that sail with you." They better thank God Apostle Paul was on that boat. Because God had called him, I read it over here, a few chapters before, God had called him and called him to be a minister to preach the gospel.
Amen.
And he testified in Jerusalem. He said, "I'm going to Rome." And God got him over. You know, I was thinking about that, reading that and looking at that yesterday. I thought, glory to God. How in the world would he ever got there any other way? And you know what? He went to prison and was in them chains. But you know what? When he got over there, they gave him a special place. And he stayed over and preached, and people would come to him. Because he's preaching the gospel. Hey, did you know what? You ever thought about God might let you go through something where you could be a witness to somebody else? You wouldn't believe the people I got to witness to in the hospital and the nursing home. If you told me 3 or 4 years ago you wouldn't be in the hospital nursing home, I wouldn't even believe. But you know what? I'm not arguing with God. I don't know. Only reason I know is some purpose. But you know what? God's still on the throne. You ever thought about you might go through something? Because it's different. Paul had went through all they went through with on that ship, the storm, and all that. Shut up in prison, wearing him chains. I'm going to tell you something else. Hadn't been for Paul on there, him other prisoners got killed. You said, would he? Yeah, they said it was they had orders to. They won't let him escape. They figured some of them swim out and leave. You read that chapter. I won't get all this moon. You read it. Didn't he say that? He said, but Paul, calls Paul. Thank God. God specializes in his youngins. Boy, if that don't cheer you up. Not only Paul believed God, but he was a prophet. He was. He sure was. Yeah. Hallelujah. He said, it's going to be just like God told me. See, God told him. He was telling him. He believed it and shared it with him. He believed God just exactly like it. And then he said, he was a prophet and he was a comforter. Yeah. What did he do? He comforted him. You know what the Bible said? And I was reading it again over in is it Corinthians or where? You know what it said? He said, God comforts us in our tribulation. That we might be able to comfort them in any trouble. God comforts you that you might be able to comfort others. He sure does. What he said about sorrow not as us which don't have no hope. When our loved ones die, we got hope. Before we close, I want to emphasize a little bit on this other verse. When all that hadn't seen the sun, hadn't seen the stars in days, and all hope was gone, that they should be saved. I want to say there's hope when it seemed like there's no hope. And the very one you thought no hope would get saved, that may be the very one God saves. Hallelujah. Cheer up. Cheer up. Be cheerful on your job.
Right.
Maybe go into work in the morning, somebody will notice, say, whoa, what happened to them? They must show up this morning.
I heard it.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I don't know how I can emphasize enough the importance of letting God shine through us.
Oh,
hallelujah. So Paul not only was a believer, devout one. I'm talking about one that just believed God. Not only was he a prophet telling what was going to happen, but he was a comforter. Although he was a prisoner. Would you be willing to wear chains for Christ? He was. But still, he was cheerful. Cheerful. Would you stand with me this morning?